Welcome to this Easter Sunday morning at Lower Deer Creek Mennonite Church. I'm Don Patterson, the lead pastor here at Lower Deer Creek, and I welcome you on behalf of the congregation. It's good to see all you folks here this morning. Now, I don't know about you, but some of us have had a fairly busy week this week, right? And so we come here this morning wondering, now, what's special about this day? I mean, really, in the grand scheme of things, what's special about this day? Now, I see some grandparents. Oh, it's a day I can see my grandkids. It's a day when we might be able to have ham for lunch, you know, a big meal with our family. Maybe it's some of those things that come across your mind that make this day special. But I imagine as you enter this room, as you gather here this morning, after that kind of week, there's other things on your mind. And maybe you've had that kind of week full of busyness. Maybe conflict at work, maybe conflict at home, maybe conflict within your life. And maybe you've had that thought, maybe once or twice this week, oh, if I could just get a break. Anybody had that thought this week? If I could just get a break. This morning, as we think about the empty tomb, as we think about Christ being risen again, we realize that there were two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus. These two disciples, for one reason or another, had decided to leave the others and go on their way. And the thought went across my mind, maybe they needed a break. And maybe this morning, you need a break as well. On that first Easter morning, they headed from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And they were carrying all the questions of all the things that had happened that week with them. And the scripture reads, now on the same day, the two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. Now, I don't know how your week has gone, and maybe in the midst of the week, you come up with some things that you had questions about and wondered about and about Easter. There are so many distractions that can get caught in the middle of our celebrating that sometimes we miss that the answer to all of our problems is in the midst of us already. And we fail to recognize Jesus was walking with them. This morning, as we think about all the things that led up to these two individuals recognizing Jesus, Jesus took them aside and talked about all the scriptures that were concerning him. We have a drama this morning that's going to help us understand that Easter, it's all because of Jesus. Wow. There's been a lot go on this morning. Beautiful music. Thank you, Donna, Amy, and the children for the special cantata this morning. But I'd like to go back to the road to Emmaus, because in one way or another, each and every one of us are on a journey. This morning, throughout this coming week, throughout last week, we've all been on a journey. And on this journey, we take our faith along with us as well. Each and every day, one way or another, our faith is exhibited to the world around us. But what often happens when stress starts down to push on us, we do much like these disciples, Cleopas and his sidekick. On the road to Emmaus, we begin to make our world a little smaller and smaller and smaller. These two disciples allowed their world to get so small that even with Jesus walking beside them, they didn't recognize him. All the time they'd spent with Jesus, and here they were in the presence of Jesus and didn't recognize him. And I don't know whether it's that way for you. Maybe your world gets a little smaller when crisis and troubles come your way. I remember I was at the University of Iowa emergency room several years ago dealing with the complications of kidney stones. And of course, I wasn't in any mood to see company. And all of a sudden, this young lady comes to the foot of my bed and looks at me and says, Pastor Patterson, how are you doing? Well, it wasn't on my chart that I was Pastor Patterson. I looked up and there was this vague resemblance of somebody, and it was Hannah sitting Sid and Laurel's Hannah was at the foot of my bed going to help me through this crisis. I remember another time I was traveling and it was in an airport, and all of a sudden I heard this voice calling my name, and nobody calls me Donald anymore, praise the Lord. And I looked around and I didn't recognize the individual, bald-headed, you know, older. I don't know how he got so old. And but as he talked a while, and I sort of, you know, baited it for a while, I don't know you, and I baited it to try to find out. And once I started to recognize the voice and the way he used his words, then I recognized it as an old friend of mine from many years before. Yes, who still called me Donald. And Jesus was recognized, finally, by his disciples by doing something that they recognized in him. If we go to Luke chapter 24, verses 30 through 35, it reads like this. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? And then what'd they do? Verse 33, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, it's true. The Lord has risen. He's also appeared to Simon. Then the two were told what had happened to them on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Easter's a special time. Easter's a special time because it's at Easter that we recognize not only the life of Jesus Christ historically, not only the teaching of Jesus Christ and how it sets within the Gospels, but we realize and recognize above all else that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And upon his resurrection, death even became subject to his power. And it wasn't just the death of somebody else that he resurrected like he did Lazarus. But his power, God's power, was so great, it raised the Savior from death. It's special to us as Christians who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior because we acknowledge that transformation of history through Jesus Christ. But I have to admit that once in a while I need an Easter. I need an Easter, even though I've been a Christian for many years, just to get me back to that point that I recognized him. Back to that point where I first saw him as the Savior of my soul. And I pray this morning that if you're at that toggling point, wondering whether Jesus is your Lord or not, that you would take the time today, maybe surrounded by family and friends, to talk about what it would mean to trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior this morning. Because that's the biggest thing that we can do. It transforms our thinking. It transforms the way we come to life. In other words, the adversities and trials that come our way are no longer seen as an end of themselves, but as something that God can use to transform us. When you recognize Jesus as your Lord and Savior, trust him. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, merciful Almighty God, as we go from this place this morning, we may do a whole bunch of different things. There's many plans in this room for the time, the rest of the day. And we pray, Lord, that you would guide and protect each one as they go from this place this morning. We also pray that for those of us who have been Christians for a long time, we'd be looking for Jesus. Around each corner, what He's doing in our lives, and in our families, and in our community. Heavenly Father, move among us, and as people trust in Jesus this morning, guide us as brothers and sisters in Christ to walk beside them. And as we go from this place this morning, recognizing not only Jesus as Lord, but recognizing that Jesus is the answer to the problems around us. Help us walk as that light into this world. Lord, I pray on this assembly that a peace would go with us that is beyond our understanding, that is present in us because we shared it this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen.